Medicaid in New Mexico is facing a huge deficit. $80 million in the next 2 years balloons into as much as $400 million when you consider federal matching funds. A surprisingly large audience turned up to observe the Medicaid Advisory Committee try and figure out what happens next.
I think it would be tragic to move forward and only look at cuts. To begin the discussion by saying there's only one way out of this is just really short-sighted.
Commenter Bill Jordan and other members of the public urged the committee to cut other things first, like the administrative fat. They said the state needs to raise more revenues and get creative about how to do it.
You all are about to make really serious decisions that are going to impact the health of people in the state and the economy of the state.
Why is New Mexico coming up short? Well, the feds are rolling off their support for Medicaid expansion gradually, year by year, and oil and gas revenue tanked last year, which meant less money for everything. Plus, way more people are making use of Medicaid. Lisa Rosignol is with Parents Reaching Out in Albuquerque and works with families who have kids with special health care needs. She says she just started to see the full positive impact of Medicaid expansion.
The out-of-pocket cost that families are having to pay for medical necessities is reduced, and those families are actually being able to use that money then to pay bills that they couldn't pay before or to be engaged in the community, go to the zoo.
Rosignol says it was alarming during the meeting to hear what was being proposed, reducing what Medicaid covers or decreasing rates paid to healthcare providers.
We were just talking about cutting, and we're not even where we need to be with some of the Medicaid benefits, right?
The shortfall, she says, is epic, but the state needs to find more money somewhere, whether it's through taxes or something else, to make it work.
We have to look at revenue to fund our health care. It's a civil right, and the people that don't get it tend to be of a disparate population.
We've had more than 250,000 people come onto the program since 2014, and it's higher than expected enrollment.
Human Services Secretary Brent Ernest says he knows Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act has helped many New Mexicans.
Certainly that's been a benefit to many people, and we recognize that and want to be sure it's available going forward.
And he says no one group, patients or providers, should shoulder the burden alone.
You can't reduce rates so much that it's going to impact the ability of a provider to provide services, and so we have to evaluate that too as we go forward.
Ernest says the department has to make some decisions pretty quickly because the start of the fiscal year, July 1, is right around the corner. Kira Ochoa says when big cuts happen, the difference is just made up somewhere else. She's with Santa Fe County's Community Services Department.
We, at the county level, are responsible for indigent care no matter what. We are responsible when people don't have insurance and we have to pay, and it costs the counties a lot.
Ochoa says counties are in touch with their communities, and that's why they need a seat at the table.
We don't want to go back to where we were, where we knew people who'd never been in a health system for 40 years, they'd never seen a doctor, had untreated diabetes, had end-stage heart disease, and we want to catch people a lot farther upstream.
In the coming weeks, officials will be weighing the needs of New Mexicans and the promises that were made under the Affordable Care Act against the realities of the shortfall. Reporting from Albuquerque, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Kona Alma Health Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.